They are marvelous sculptures. I don't think there's a rigid line in the whole thing. A big part of what makes them so dynamic is seeing that sort of electricity between them when they're next to each other.
These sculptures were created to draw powerful and unpredictable nature forces to a diviner's practice, to contribute the insights into the underlying causes of a client's condition. Diviner's figures were passed down through families, or if the diviner was the first in their family to be possessed by the nature spirits, they would seek out a professional carver to create a representation from wood. Susan Vogel, art historian and museum professional.
Certain types of trees were selected for their symbolic meanings. The tree would be selected by the artist who would dream where to find that tree, the tree that he was supposed to use.
As you can see in these dazzling figures, the carver strives for beauty.
I think that some other styles are more muscular than this one. This very elegant, elongated torso and this kind of slightly flexed leg is unusual. It's important that they be beautiful because if they are not, the spirit could be offended and then could become really troublesome, could do really destructive bad things. So it has to be attractive and interesting and sometimes quite novel.